following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06. What a wild weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, I do have a Brewers topic that I'm going to take up later in the show. It has nothing to do with the brawl, the Easter Sunday brawl in Pittsburgh. I have another observation, and it doesn't deal with baseball as much as it does human nature. I'll tell you, I'm not going to tell you what this topic is. I will give you an analogy of this topic, which I think will make a really good tease. Jason, tell me if you think I'm right on this. The element of the Brewers I want to take up is like coaches that keep icing the kicker even when statistics show that doesn't work. That's a good analogy, isn't it? Something like that is going on right now concerning the Milwaukee Brewers. By the way, if you look at the statistics, guys have a better kicking percentage, kickers in the NFL, after they're iced. It's true. So why do coaches keep doing it? Well, because that's what you do. And who's going to be the first brave soul? You know what? This is stupid. All icing the kicker does. When it works, you're a genius. I can't remember the last time I've seen it work. I don't even think you were capable of growing the beard you now sport the last time I saw that work, Jason. That's how long ago I think that was. Of course, you probably started growing that thing in the fourth grade, so I should be careful. No. I think it's a very interesting observation. We'll get to it a little later. By the way, I'm not going to give away any spoilers at all. Watched Mad Men last night. The ratings were down for last Sunday's. I haven't seen the overnights yet for last night. I think it's the best the show has been in years. But it did take some quality dips, and I wonder if it's lost some people because of that. It's 1969. It was Valentine's Day, 1969, last night. And I think it was very, very good. And if you're one who has been into it and kind of fell out of it, I suggest you get back into it. All right, enough on that. Speaking of TV, this was a weird happenstance. This was really weird. The way my schedule works, I seldom watch network news, CBS, NBC, ABC. I forget even who the anchors are. Scott Pelley is the anchor on CBS News, but he wasn't there Friday. I don't even know who the person was. And it's funny, my wife and I were home. Daughter wasn't around, the daughter that's still at home. And I'm like, you know what? I'm home. I should flip the TV on and watch news. What are the odds of this? I flip it on, and 10 seconds after I flip it on, they do a Wisconsin story on CBS News. I'm like, really? Well, that's interesting. So, I thought, oh, this is interesting. Then I started watching it. It's about the fracking boom in Wisconsin. We're not fracking here, as you know, but we have the highest quality sand in the world that's used in the fracking process. And most of the conversation about fracking talks about the Bakken field in the Dakotas, Texas, California. Fracking is taking place all over the world. And anywhere they are trying to frack or fracture shale for oil and nat gas, they know Wisconsin has the highest quality sand that you use in this process. Here's the lead-in. Wisconsin residents, I'm going to have Jason play this for you. Wisconsin residents are having an emotional debate over fracking. The state is rich in a special kind of sand used in that controversial gas drilling technique. Really, what makes it controversial? That environmentalists don't like it, that's what. And mining companies are lining up to get it. That means jobs, and lots of them. But some residents fear the sand mining boom is ruining their farmland, not to mention their health. Here you go.
Keystone XL pipeline. The president, the administration
again. I did the wrong one. I don't have the story. That's the wrong story. And I was doing so well on a Monday. All right, just go to CBSNews.com. We're going to take an early break because I whiffed on this. This is why you should do all the production for the show. Okay, what you heard, though, yeah, take a break. What you heard, though, is a tease for another good topic we're going to take up. I'll have Jason find this online. Actually, I'll find it online. Really? Are you sure? Because you're the one who screwed this up. That's a good point, but I'll try anyway. We'll get it to you in just a few here. It's 9-11.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.